Today we'll be doing Siv Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch tells us LeKadosh VeLeKedusha LeVarchu Mafsek Afilu BeEmtza HaPasuk VeChein LeModim Aval Lo Yomar Ela Tevas Modim BeLvad. The Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to Kadosh, Kedusha, Baruchu, and Modim, even if you're in the middle of a pasuk, you pause to say those things. But when it comes to Modim, you can only say the word Modim itself. The Rambam says VeChein BeVarchu Lo Yomar Yisparach VeYishtabach. Those people who have the minhag to say that paragraph of Yisparach VeYishtabach by Baruchu, also you should not be saying that in the middle when you're in the middle of Shema. We also assume that the Amen that follows Hakel HaKadosh and Shomei HaTfilah are also significant enough that you can answer them even in the middle of a Pasuk of Shema. And certainly, if you're just up to parts of davening of Tachanunim, you're in Pesukei Dezimra, for example, then for sure you would stop to answer these Amens and Yehei Shmei Rabba and Baruch Hu and Kadosh and Kedusha, etc. So when it comes to Kaddish, all that you're allowed to say when you're in the middle of Shema, in the middle of a paragraph, is Yehi Shmei Rabba and the Amen after Damiram Be'alma. You can't even say the word Yisparach afterwards, if that's your minhag, and you can't answer any of the other Amens, because those are also all minhagim. When you're answering Kedusha, you can only say Kadosh and Baruch Kivod, and not Yimloch, because that's also not the main part of Kedusha. And certainly you can't answer the Kadesh, or any other parts of Kedusha that you would add on Shabbos, and you can't even say those things when you're in between paragraphs. Ulevarchum she'ona baruch Hashem hamvarach liolam vaed v'verkas haTorah ya'aneh baruch Hashem hamvarach liolam vaed v'gam amin al sof habracha. When it comes to Kriyas haTorah, you can not only can you say baruch Hashem hamvarach liolam vaed, you can also answer the amen at the end of the bracha. V'yesh mefakfikin be'amin ze v'naprakim yesh lakil. Some are mesupak about whether you're allowed to answer that amen after Berachas haTorah, but you could definitely be mekel about that if it's bein aprakim. Ma'afsik diem posik l'shol mebnei kvod basar v'adam, if you're allowed to interrupt in between paragraphs to, you know, because out of kavod for a human being, kavachomer b'nei kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly out of honor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you would for sure be allowed to interrupt. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that if a person hears thunder, you see lightning in the middle of davening, you can interrupt and you can make the bracha because it's a mitzvah overes. If you don't make the bracha right away, then you can no longer make the bracha later on. However, v'yesh chok, and others disagree. It doesn't make sense if in the middle of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu in one way to interrupt him with a different type of praise, and it doesn't resemble, it's not similar to interrupting for other dvarim shebekdusha. It sounds like the implication of the chayadam is that if you hear these things, if you hear it in the middle, you can't make a bracha, but if you hear thunder, you see lightning, let's say in between paragraphs, then you would be allowed to make a bracha. Tevas modim perish modim anachnu lach velo kol hamodim derabana. So even when you're Ben HaPrakim, all you're allowed to say are the words Modim Anachnu Lach, not the entire Modim Darabana, because that's considered a Hefsek. HaKadosh Mishim Dehu Siyam Shalosh Brachos Rishonos V'Shomei Atzila Havi Siyam Emtzaios. So the Amen after Hakel HaKadosh is the conclusion of the first section of Shemona Esrei, the first three brachos. The Amen after Shomei Atzila is the conclusion of the middle section. So even though the Amen after Sim Shalom is the conclusion of Shmona Esrei, but the Magen Avraham explains the reason why you're not able to answer that Amen when you're Ben HaPrakim. So any Amen that you're saying you would have to pause for while you're simply saying Pesukei Dezimra, not just Akel HaKadosh and Shomei HaTfilah. Aval Be'emes Devar HaRaman Right? The Rambam was only discussing those types of tachanunim that you typically say at the end of Shmona Esrei, right? Okay, so then you would have to interrupt to answer any amen. But if you're in Pesukei Dezimra, then you would not do so. Tachanunim, v'kolshkein Pesukei Dezimra, u'le'inyin emutter lanos amin ben haprakim shol kriyash ma'avir choseha, ha'chayad emechla chav sivdalad kosav, de'eno mutter lanos raka amin ben habracha atzmah shesiyam amit chila, aval aprima gada misimen nunal, v'chein b'chidushi Rabbi Akiva Eger, misimen zeh, hiskimu dechol amin mutter lanos ben haprakim. So there's a machlokes, if you're ben haprakim, which amens or how many amens are you allowed to answer? So some poskim say that you're only allowed to answer whatever amen it is that you're up to in let's say Birchus Kriya Shema. However, the Chai Adam and Rabbi Kivi Iger assume no, you can answer Ben Aprakim, you can answer amen to any bracha. He told me if a person went to the bathroom, lo yivarech asher yatzarak, he told you double yachar hatfili varech. You can't say asher yatzar in the middle of davening. You wash your hands and then you say asher yatzar at the end after you finish davening. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a siv dala tomorrow.